something you could hold in your hand.
Wet rock or file, use a file or something like that. Wet rock.
Right. What about a big old deal? That
you grindstone.
And that vehicle that we rode into the carriage house, you call it?
Car.
Thing out?
Automobile. In fact, I probably use automobile as much as I do car, maybe more.
Okay. And say if your car starts making strange noises, you might take it in and ask the gas station attendant to put it up on a rack and do what to it?
Grease it.
But he said, well, yesterday I...
greased it.
I got my hands on it.
Greasy. Just to leave that wire, fella. You hear? I'm gonna whoop you. Whoop that kitty.
And when you got it in there, you might ask him to look up under the hood and check the
oil.
What about this stuff that used to be burned in lamps? You call that?
Oh, kerosene.
Any term for a homemade or a temporary lamp?
No, really don't. Just a lamp.
Does flambeau mean anything to you at all?
Only through lag work.
What about those little black pots that you see on road construction projects that burn all the time?
Don't know what they are.
Okay. Right.
Little black fire pots.
And the inside part of a tire that inflates, that's a
tube.
If you have a boat, you want to check it out, you take it to the water and
launch it.
What about different kinds of boats?
Well, you... it's your rowboat, and that usually is pointed at the end, and then they call them John boats with square ends. Yeah. That's about it. No motor boat, usually a rowboat with motor on it. Well, fishing, a yacht, or as Ashley's daddy calls them, yachts. Canoes, yeah, you got your canoes pointed at each end. Got them little kayaks that Eskimos use.
Okay. All right, a few more grammatical things. What about if cats have a fit?
Yeah, I know it. Get it, Dusty. Get it.
Say, if asked when you were going, you might say, I today.
Am going today.
Mm-hmm. Or talking about more, say if I went with you, you'd say that we...
went. We were going. We are going.
Okay. And several people, they...
are going.
Okay. Say,
you were always present that, didn't you?
Yeah, right. Say if a child is going to get some cake and you're curious about whether you are too, you might ask, well...
will I get any?
Or...
will I get some?
Put an initial verb to get some.
Am I going to get some?
Coaching my spouse, gloss.
Am I going to get some, yeah.
Okay.
We're using forms of to be here, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What about the same thing, if you're asking about several people to get some?
Are they going to get some?
Okay.
Is Dusty going to get some?
All right. If you've been helping a little child dress himself for a long time, but the time has come when you're going to stop, you march into the room and say, well...
here's your clothes. Here's Johnny.
Say, if I ask you if you think that Baxley's going to be elected governor, you might say no, but many people...
think he will. There are many people who think he will.
Okay. And if you meet a little boy in the street, out on the sidewalk, and he's scared of you, you might say, well, look...
I'm not going to hurt you, don't be afraid.
And something that you might say when seeking conversation, confirmation, you might say, well now, I'm right.
Aren't I?
And if you gave somebody a ride into town he was thanking, you might say, well, don't mention it, we...
we're going there anyway.
What about in the old days when everything was better, you lean back and you say...
yeah, those were the good old days.
And if somebody asks you whether it was you they saw in town the other day, you might say, no, it
wasn't me.
Do you use B as a fine act for
it? You say, it's old dear to B.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Use it facetiously.
Yeah, facetiously. I use it all, imitating black speech, do it all the time. you know.
A piece of cloth that Angela might take with her to match up material for a dress. A
sample.
What about an adjective to describe an appealing dress?
And pretty. Mine's a pretty dress.
And this one's even
prettier.
Of them all, this is
prettiest.
Around your waist, you wear in the kitchen
an apron.
And this is a
pen.
Okay, a baby's diaper uses a safety
pen.
Campbell soup comes in what kind of can?
Tin can.
Dime for it?
10 cents.